Welcome back. And as always, like to have you guys check us out on Facebook. Like us, please. And thevalleyoutdoors.com. And it's going to give you all the detail that you're looking for your next outdoor adventure. Simply dial in the map where you want to go, pull it up, and you'll see activities galore.
In previous shows.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
you
too.
Can go way back.
You can.
Way back.
Back. It's hard to believe how way back you can go. Is that
I
eight
know.
Now? 8 years?
8 years? I don't know. I came in a few years into it.
That's PE, pre-Ava.
Yeah. You had Mark O'Connor.
Yep. Had Mark.
And then it was me. Yep. And then you had Sean for a little bit.
And we had Sean.
A year
and
ago.
And then you're back.
Now I'm back.
Yeah. I think it's going on
it's
eight.
It's been a ride.
Hard to believe.
I've been here since 2017. Did you guys start in 2016 or 15?
I think it was 15.
Yeah, I think it was. So you might be 9 years.
Yeah, it's, right? It's wow. Just seems like 12. I mean, seems like yesterday.
Right. Feels like 20 years.
Seems like, I can't believe it. We're still here. I just can't believe it. Speaking of still here, if you want to be still here, you want to.
I love your segues.
You like that segue? You're going to want to be hanging around and listening to this story. I'm going to hold the hit and run from Leech Lake for just a second. There's a fish advisory warning for two metro lakes. This was just released out of St. Paul. The Minnesota Department of Health, DNR, and the PCA, Pollution Control Agency, and again, this is Minnesota, they're recommending that certain people avoid eating fish caught in the two bodies of water in the Twin Cities Metro due to new data showing mixed pollutants, including per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. I had it right the first time. In the fish, those bodies of waters are the Mississippi River from the dam in St. Paul Ford Dam to Hastings Dam, known as Pool 2. Fortunately, that's a catch and release only for walleye for the most part anyway. And Lake Rebecca near Hastings. So people should avoid eating fish from those locations, including children under the age of 15, people who could become pregnant or who are, and those who are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Otherwise, apparently, it shouldn't be an issue. Prior guidance for these bodies of water recommended not eating certain types of fish due to polychlorinated biphenyls and mercury. Both have been detected in fish in Minnesota for decades, but the new data on presence of many types of the PFAS chemical prompted the officials to update the guidance. And from the commissioner, updated fish consumption guidance for Rebecca and Pool 2 applies only to high-risk populations at this time. It's important to note that with PFAS, the risk is based on long-term exposure, not the kind of short-term exposure you might have from a few meals. So nothing to panic about. PFAS are common human-made chemicals that do not break down in the environment over time. PFAS can build up in a person's body. Children's immune systems are most sensitive to that. And so there you have it.
Hmm.
But again, it's just an alert. Be aware if you're anybody going to be pregnant or young
yeah,
kids.
Yeah. So like when I was pregnant, I just avoided fish. Like, do you know what I mean? Like if it was caught in a lake.
Because it made you nauseous?
No, it's just an unnecessary risk.
Oh.
It's kind of like avoiding deli meat when you're pregnant. It's just...
I didn't know deli meat was an issue.
Yes. Yep.
Wow. Processing and that kind of thing?
No, it's like nitrates or something.
Oh, gotcha,
yeah.
gotcha.
I don't know. They just told me not to do it, so I didn't.
Perfect. Follow the rule.
You rule follower. I don't ask questions.
You rule follower. Well, speaking of rule followers that didn't follow the rules, there's another segue for you. Out of Leech Lake, a hit-and-run boat investigation is underway. I saw this last week. I could not believe it. A buddy of mine was up and works up in that area, in Leech Lake, up in Walker. And it was on Facebook. The Cass County Sheriff's Office and the Walker Police Department are investigating a boat hit and run property damage incident that took place in the evening of the 28th of July on Leech Lake. And the incident took place near Chase on the Lake. Chip Lear, we've had him on the show, friend of the show, many times. He used to be an announcer with the FLW and National Walleye Tour. The fishing guide in the area is host of the Chip Lear Wildside podcast, said the hit and run caused damage to the Walker City dock and the rental pontoon. Lear said he was eating dinner and heard a loud noise and the pontoon hit a dock, and it caught his attention to see what was going on. He said the individual who caused the accident jumped out of his pontoon, pried his pontoon from the dock, then jumped back into the pontoon and sped off away from the scene. He said no one was on the dock or in the rental pontoon. The sheriff's office updated the Facebook page saying officers identified the boat and operator and an investigation was being conducted. The sheriff's office is asking people to share any other information about the incident and having them call 218-547-1424. And that's going to be involved in the Cass County Sheriff's Office. How can you do that? I'm sorry, but it's one of the busiest dock marina areas you can imagine. And this boat was there's not many of this type of pontoon boat out there. I mean, there's only one dealer that sells it up there in the general area. They got photos of the guy. And the damage to the dock is crazy.
Like, he really, really messed it up.
It's a folded up mess.
Well, okay. One, he was probably intoxicated. So that's why he ran.
So you're saying there was an adult beverage involved?
Probably. Maybe even a warrant?
I would say there definitely was an adult beverage. We zoomed in on the photograph, and there was a can in the cup holder. So that's definitely a possibility. Yep. It was late in the afternoon.
Okay. Usually when people run, there's something else. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, like if you hit the dock and it was a complete accident, you know, there's insurance for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
totally.
Usually people that run are either intoxicated or have a warrant.
I'm just following along your process here. I'm impressed. Investigative mind of Ava.
I should just be a cop.
The mind of Ava. I think maybe a new segment we're going to go with. Yeah. Yep. What
Tell
your thoughts
to call
are.
Call me and I'll help them find them.
But again, I find it, you can't fix stupid.
No. And then they ruin it for everybody else. So.
Well, and he wrecked the dock, wrecked the rental pontoon. I believe he punched a hole in the pontoon. I was talking to Chip and I believe they punched a hole in the pontoon. So they got to try and fix that. And that's not an easy task to try and weld up aluminum when it's very thin like that. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. We'll tell you what, on that note, let's break and we'll be back and we're going to talk a little bit about the Michigan DNR and pheasant, which is really a cool story.
Yeah,
so
pheasant,
you're going to want to hang tight for that
already.
One. Hang tight.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
We're going to have to employ your intellect in future shows.
My
whenever
detective
we have.
Skills?
Yeah, your sleuthing skills.
Just comes naturally. What can I say?
Wow. I wasn't quite expecting that much of...
so much confidence.
...of self-confidence in that part of the program. But nonetheless, I got nothing on that one, which is hard to believe, but I don't.
Just I've put
got,
me on yeah. the task force.
Task.
We'll find it.
That's the key terminology these days, task force.
I don't know.
That's apparently what you're going with.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to put you on the Walleye
Task Force. I
haven't
watched enough Law and Order to know yet.
Tung-tung.
My husband calls it dun-dun.
Dun-dun.
Because of that, yeah.
Yep,
so
exactly.
So you're watching dun-dun?
Well, speaking of dun-dun. Dun, dun, dun. The Michigan DNR is expanding the rooster release program for the 2023 upland bird hunting season. Out of Lansing, Michigan, the Department of Natural Resources is a highly anticipated pheasant release program expanding, and it will include, get this, 3 times more rooster pheasants released than last year. 3 times.
Wow.
That's not once. That's not twice.
But three times. Okay.
That's 3X. 4 new release sites in Cass City, Crane Pond, Dansville, and Stanton State game areas. Additional releases in December on state game areas with an open pheasant hunting season. And that's super cool, I have to tell you. The strategic expansion ensures greater distribution of released pheasants and gives hunters even more options to explore Michigan's diverse landscapes. Granted, they're not natural birds. They are, but they're not. They're released birds, but I will say this. It gives everybody an opportunity now to get birds, and, of course, you're not going to necessarily shoot every bird that is out there, so hopefully they're able to...
Well, and then they can mingle with the actual wild birds.
Mingling?
You know what I'm saying?
Is that like an after-hours get-together?
Kind of. Like, get to know each other.
Perfect.
Eventually make babies. Who knows?
They should get a hold of each other on Facebook or...
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Slide into their DMs.
For the seasoned hunters and newcomers alike, this is a prime opportunity for everyone to experience the thrill of pheasant hunting. We're excited to expand the pheasant release program and offer unique chance to connect and reconnect with upland bird hunting in Michigan. The increased number of rooster pheasants and the addition of new release locations ensures that hunters can enjoy a memorable hunting season. The rooster-only pheasant releases will occur October 20th through November 14th, coinciding with the pheasant hunting opener. All release sites that have an open December pheasant hunting season will have an additional release in December. That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, that's good.
I was, some of the counties are Cass, Cornish, Crane, Crow Island, Dansville, Erie, out of Monroe County, Lapeer, Leidy Lake, Pinconning. I've been there. Point Mulet, been there. Rose Lake, Stanton, St. John's Marsh. The sale of the $25 pheasant license funds, that's for the pheasant tag or the license itself, funds the release program with pheasants supplied by the Michigan Association of Game Bird Breeders and Hunting Preserves.
Did you say how many birds were being released? Did you give a number or is it just,
no, just
three times?
Not once, not twice, but three times.
Be kind of interesting to know.
They did not have that number at the time of the press release.
So interesting. All right.
I'm sorry. I just don't happen to have that handy, which
no
is unfortunate. But
a lot of birds.
Hmm?
Sounds like a lot of birds.
Lots of birds. Lots of birds everywhere. I thought it was kind of a, I guess, controversial story would be maybe the best way to put it.
Ooh, we love controversy on
yeah,
this show.
Yeah, I do. Don's not such a fan.
Let's stir it up.
Yep. Mix the pot. The Coalition of Hunting Conservation Organizations asks the Fish and Wildlife Service to delist the Great Lake Wolf. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service repeatedly has delisted the Great Lake Wolf in the past, but legal challenges have derailed those efforts. Out of Muskegon, Michigan, Coalition of Hunting Conservation Organizations are petitioning again the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to return gray wolves in the Great Lakes to state management while maintaining federal protections for other populations. Sportsman's Alliance, the Michigan Bear Hunters Association, the Upper Peninsula Bear Houndsman Association, Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association filed a pair of petitions this late June. It just showed up, calling for the federal government to take action that would ensure that the gray wolf management is based on science. Once the petition requests the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to remove the Great Lakes Endangered Species Act protections in Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and areas of adjoining states, while other requests the agency exercise management options for remnant wolf populations outside the Great Lakes and the Northern Rocky Mountains. It's critical we put together a long-term plan to get science back in wildlife management on wolves, said Todd Atkins, the Sportsman's Alliance Vice President of Government Affairs. The ESA petition process is abused by animal extremists to handcuff wildlife managers, but in this case, we are using the same process to get the state agency and science back into the mix. The coalition points to wolf populations that exceeded recovery goals for decades. Wolves in the Great Lakes regions now are estimated at more than 4,000, including 2,700 in Minnesota, 1,000 in Wisconsin, and more than 600 in Michigan. The initial goal was 1,400 for Minnesota and a minimum population of 100 wolves from Michigan and Wisconsin combined. That's huge difference.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wildlife managers estimate wolves occupy nearly all suitable habitat throughout the Great Lake Range. That's a crazy deal. When taken together, the two petitions create a clear pathway for the Fish and Wildlife Service to recognize wolf recovery where it has taken place while continuing to ensure management flexibility under the ESA for the remnant wolf in the West and throughout the country. And granting the request within the two petitions in tandem also would align with the Fish and Wildlife Service approach to federal court rulings in a number of cases over the years. So that's a little bit.
Well, those numbers don't match up at all.
No, no. It's well past recovery.
Yeah, I would say.
And I will say that the one of the big issues comes into play when you're talking about the farmer population. That's a big one. But also when you're in the woods at that point, they are a pack animal. And it's a little spooky if you're in the woods and you see one, maybe two, because you know there's probably
more,
four more hanging out somewhere. And that can be a bit of a spooky little deal. And in my mind, scary, to say the least. One quick note. We'll carry this on next week. I'm going to do some research on it. But I've seen this across our state, Minnesota. Cormorant population continues to increase on Lake Michigan waters. Big-time fish-eating birds, the cormorants are, double-crested, have been increased in their abundance and, as a result, have become a concern for the impact of the Great Lakes near-shore fisheries and near the Great Lakes in some regions of Michigan. And,
gosh, lots of Michigan today.
I know.
Lots
well, you know, you got to show the love over there. We got a lot of people that travel over there, and our good folks over there are listening as well. So it's always a good thing. We'll continue that story next week, but hopefully have somebody from Michigan on to talk about that. And
just some
the
of the
impact.
Things going on there. I
yeah.
Mean, geez.
They had to actually have a special hunt up in Devil's Lake and in North Dakota to get rid of those as well as Green Bay. So,
wow.
Tell you what, we are the Valley Outdoors for Ava and myself. Don is not here, but we'll say for him anyway. We're glad to have you with us. We will be talking with you next week. Have a great weekend.